communicating. Can you go to the middle again if you are? With the EMF?
Are you still hiding?
Do you want us to leave?
Moron.
Why did you call him a moron? Can you answer him? Are you done with us? Straight metal. Well, you need to leave. Will you leave? If we leave. You cannot follow us home, though.
No.
It's outside.
The evil? Is that what you're saying? We're going to cleanse this house before we leave. Is that going to upset you? You need to leave them alone.
They've done nothing to you.
Will you leave now?
It's outside.
So one more needs to leave.
One last final step. Outside. Leave this house. Are you done?
sure. There's all the evil out here. If yes, go all the way up. If no, stay one.
Are you still here?
Yeses. The yellow. No is green. Nothing here.
Not even getting any rain over here.
Good.
It was 0.43, but now it's not.
That's good. So as far as we know, it's just the good spirits watching over you now. Hopefully.
One thing I will tell you guys, whatever you do, try not to provoke.
Right.
Try not to what?
Provoke it.
Provoke it.
If
it is something bad, that can make it turn into something worse.
Right. So if you know.
You're talking about like poltergeist activity.
Yeah.
People can actually make a poltergeist.
I know, from energy.
Right.
Residual energy. Like it is residual energy.
And depending on, you know, whether somebody got into a fight a long time ago and this place used to be something else and then something happened right at this point, right here, you know, you might still have some of that energy left over. But this is intelligent. I mean, this is saying grandfather, elderly.
Right.
I mean, she's counting the number of people in this room. Just you three.
And it's responding to you. It's giving answers that you're telling her.
That's because
Did you guys meet the old man?
No, I didn't know him. But there's more than one entity in here. One of the entities is attached to me. One or two of them. One I know for certain is attached to me. It's always been with me my whole life. I do think that there is a possibility that one of them was the elderly man that used to live here. He could have said, you know, accident, whatever. That could have been him. I don't know who he is. You could have picked up something from that man. I don't know him.
Well, I have Sage at the house. We can come through.
Right, we can
do
prayer, cleanse it.
We can do Sage.
That way too.
My only thing is I don't believe in God, and neither does she.
You don't really need to believe.
Right. It's,
why? I don't believe in God. I believe everything has a force, everything has a higher power.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Right.
I believe in
energy.
There's no temple that I have to stand in to believe in something. Mm. So I don't believe in none of that stuff either. But I do believe in this. I believe in the afterlife. But you never know. I mean, people have had these problems where they've had past, you know, things from the past come forward. I mean, you're talking centuries. And all of a sudden this person knows that it happened yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've
had an experience. I've had a near-death experience.
You did?
Yes, I did. And I've also seen a lot of stuff in my coma. A lot of things that nobody should ever see.
Oh, you were in a coma?
Yes.
She was in a medically induced coma.
I have PTSD because of my coma.
That could have also brought...
That's what we were thinking, that I could have brought something back.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I was in a different realm or dimension, whatever it was, on the other side, when, I guess, in my old apartment up there by the stairwell, and Haru kept looking up at the stairwell when Haru was with us.
She's smart as shit.
She is. She's very smart.
The only thing I can think of, if that is possible, which, you know, anything is we would have to hypnotize you, like basically put you in a sleeping mode while you're still awake to get whatever is attached to you here back into that reality.
That's what I was already thinking about doing. I told Christian about a year or two ago, I want to go do a hypnotist and I want to make sure
I want to see what's going on, because something's going on.
Definitely put that.
I think I have a connection to a different, like, I know it sounds stupid, and nobody, that's why I don't talk to anybody about this, but I have a connection to a different dimension and or reality. There's a tether there.
Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know, it sounds dumb.
No, that's...
But I've been through a lot.
It's not anywhere near dumb.
That's why we do what we do.
People sit there and have near-death experiences, and, like, you know, the first thing that they see when they wake up is angels. You know, a lot of people don't believe in angels. Some people don't. Just say, oh, it's just your imagination.
It's your perspective.
But when you come back, you are so vulnerable. You can't really fight off anything that wants to attach to you. You know what I mean? If it wants to come back with you, it's going to come back with you.
Yes, it was not nice. I'm going to put it that way.
What did you notice after you got out of the hospital?
I don't remember actually a lot when I got out of the hospital. Not too much except laying in my bed because I couldn't walk, really. That was the time where I was able to walk, and then when I went in the hospital, I had to pretty much relearn how to walk again after being in a coma for a while, because I had no use of my legs at the time. That's a whole separate issue, situation from the RA, but yeah.
Gee.
Yeah, I've been through a lot.
Hopefully we can get you around here.
And the time period is different there than it is here.
Oh yeah.
It's much different. And it was pure hell. All of my lives were pure hell. So, it's definitely not from a good life to that right now. I don't know if it's connected. It could be, it could not be. I don't know. I'm a logical person. I hear it though. Like, I hear it talks to me sometimes. And, like, not in my head, I'm not crazy.
No,
but
I know.
It'll whisper very clearly in this ear, Sarah. Really loud in that ear.
It
does it here and does it there.
You're saying that ear?
Oh, in this ear?
Yeah.
90% of the time, only this ear.
Huh.
That would explain why. It was giving her answers to my questions.
And then I said, like, to Christian, I believe my son saw me, he was sitting behind me. I said three, and then that thing said whatever it said.
Yeah.
I told her or something like that.
That was a little creepy. But yeah, we'll come back. I'll grab the sage that I have at the house.
I believe I have white sage.
You have white, which
I believe so. It's over there. You can grab it. It's in the hutch. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. Is it a piece of antique furniture that I have bought throughout the years? Like, is it? But I know there's one thing that's always attached to me since I was a little kid. My mom said when I was like, I think five, my shorts. This sounds so funny because honestly it is funny. But my shorts were floating in midair down the hallway. Yeah, because I asked my mom about it, because it was getting to the point where I was getting annoyed and irritated, and I couldn't deal with it anymore. And I asked her if anything weird has ever happened to her at all, and she was like, no, but I do remember your shorts. I'm like, okay, that's weird, whatever. But, and then when me and my sister were younger, we were sitting at the desk, and we were drawing with, like, markers or whatever. I think we were, like, 13, 12 or something. The markers... I can't, my fingers are messed up, but the markers, you know how you like put markers aside like this? They all go like this. They all started to go like this. Right in front of me and my sister. On each side we had markers, just random markers, and they were all going like this. The lights were turning on and off, the radio was turning on and off. It's just everything. It was, we didn't know what to do. We were in so much shock, I couldn't speak. I was frozen. Like, I didn't know what was going on. But all throughout the years I've had mishaps. With my ex-husband, I had a mishap, massive mishap with that. I asked him what the worst thing, if you could think about the worst thing that I have ever done to him, or the worst thing that's ever been done to you, or something, because I was taking a picture of him, and when I asked him that question, a massive face, and I don't mean like, oh, that does look like a face, massive face right near him, yeah. There's a lot, I know it sounds weird, but
no.
I don't know.
No,
I don't tell a lot of people a lot of things, so I just don't.
I'm a true believer.
Right.
I believe there's shit that we can't explain.
I do too.
I mean, I've seen some shit that I can't explain.
I've seen some stuff.
Oh yeah, so is she.
Well, I mean,
she doesn't believe in anything until she saw what she saw.
There's just a few things. Well, one thing happened in 103.
I think it was interdimensional.
We had a stand with the printer, then stuff was on top of the printer. Stuff that was on top of the printer was shoved off, and it flew
across the room.
3 feet, 3 or 4 feet away from where
the
printer was. And then, in the tree line, that's
that
over
was
there,
my favorite one.
We were cleaning out the storage room of 103, going through shit, whatever. I shit you not. A darker than dark circle.
Non-transparent.
In the tree line, and it was daylight, it was this big, and it folded in on itself and disappeared like it was not, like, yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I was the only one that seen it.
You and my niece.
Yeah, and her niece.
I was pissed because she knows how I am when it comes to that kind of stuff. I was so mad. I was mad. And I was like, see, now you believe me.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, now I believe you.
I don't know what that circle was.
And sometimes that's what it takes. We're sorry.
Yeah.
And all throughout my life. It's almost like, you know, people call people like sensitives or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can like, I don't know. It's just weird. It sounds
right.
Stupid
I
to
feel
even
like
say it.
You might be me.
I definitely can feel stuff.
Like a medium?
Right.
Because it seems like this entity, whether it's boy or a girl, really wants to stick to you. I don't know whether she's sticking to you for protection.
I don't think so.
Against the old man? Or?
Oh, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I don't think so, though. Whatever it is, it's definitely not. It's fucking with me. That's fucking with me. And I want to know why. But my grandfather, I don't know how else to explain it without saying any details, but my grandfather did a lot of bad things. And that was my favorite. Like, to my grandfather.
Yeah.
And he did a very bad person. And I don't know. It could be, I don't know. It's reaching in the dark here. I think it was most likely the man that used to live here. I think that he came in for a few minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's the only possibility.
It answered to every one of the questions. Even before we got the word out.
The thing I can say is, hey, I brought up those two documents. Not two doctors, the ones with permission to go on people's land. But I would say, come back, if you guys want to say a prayer tonight, we can come back as, you know, more sage and do another prayer.
Yeah, I've got three smush things
right
there.
I don't want it to go, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I want to know what it wants.
Okay.
I want to know what it wants. I don't want it to go.
I want you.
You want
it
to be with it?
Yes.
We can.
If it does, it does.
We can set that up where we can try and get it to communicate with you.
Yeah, I would like that.
Because
I've had it.
There's dangers with that, though, too.
I don't care.
Okay.
I've dealt with a lot of shit. I can deal with this. This is easy. I've dealt with a lot of evil shit in my life.
We'll have to do that.
Oh, you can tell about what happens when you, well, you don't drink anymore, but when you drink.
No, I did not.
Do you want me to say something or not?
It sounds stupid. Go ahead if you want.
It doesn't sound stupid. So when I first got with Sarah, 12 years ago, we were hanging out with her sister. We drank. She was intoxicated. And she started talking in tongues.
Like, I can literally, it sounds like a legit language, not like gibberish.
Yeah, it's
it
not
sounds
gibberish.
Like a legit language.
And I was literally having a conversation with somebody that was not Sarah. And, like, you could tell the difference between how she talks, like her tonage and her vernacular, but then this other guy, this other person, being it, whatever, is very, like, haha, you're not getting her. Very arrogant.
It also could be because I was very drunk.
Yeah.
And I can't drink, like, I literally cannot drink
yeah.
at all.
She breaks out.
I break out in hives when I try to drink. So I can't. Unfortunately, sometimes you need a drink.
I quit drinking.
Yeah.
Not a heavy drinker for 15
years. I got my meds, so I'm good. I definitely need a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are the stages. I don't know which one you're going to need. I got rosemary with white sage, purples, something, flower with white sage, black sage.
That is some kind of natural shop.
I think there's, and there's another one somewhere that's dragon's blood. I'm not sure.
When we're trying to figure out the best way for us to get it to communicate with you.
Irritated, that's what I do.
Irritated?
Yep.
Irritated?
I sure do.
That's very, very
short. She's an antagonizer.
What? She irritates it to get it to communicate. That's very bad. It can cause a lot of harm.
Well, it's already harming you, so I mean, what can I do?
It's
really?
Pulled hair. It's.
It's push you.
It's push me. It mimics my voice.
Yep, it mimics. Okay, listen. And this is not just me. This is my two kids and my wife. They have all heard someone else's voice in the house.
In
the
room three, yeah.
And in this house, I've heard it.
I haven't heard anything in this house yet.
And then my kids, that's probably a separate situation, but my kids. You know, what is it called when you hear your mom calling you and they don't call you, but it's actual real scientific thing? What is it called?
No idea, but I know for a fact. I mean, I would chalk it off to audio hallucination, but it's not an hallucination since me and Noah reacted to the exact same stimuli at the exact same time. However, there was no logical reason for that stimuli to actually occur.
Did you experience anything as such here or in the other location?
Not here. But I don't think I've seen.
Noah has seen a man multiple times. He won't admit it, but he's seen a man.
An apparition.
There's
like
an apparition man in his room. And I've seen an apparition man in the kitchen.
This place?
No.
Oh.
The other place, but it's here. It's here. I'm telling you, it's here.
It's got, yeah.
Whatever it is, it's here. I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm just, it gets on your nerves after
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah.
What we're here for, which
here to help.
It could be auditory hallucination, it could be a visual hallucination, it could be stuff falling just because it's at the edge of the counter. I mean, it could just be all that. I
well,
can just
say the thing that flew off the printer at 103.
I didn't see that, though.
That was heavy shit.
No, I know. I know. I want a cigarette, though. I really want a cigarette.
Can I have
a
bowl,
actually?
Yeah.
That's why when I saw the post, I was like, I need somebody to come in here. Because I don't have equipment. And I haven't done the necessary research yet. But, because I procrastinate when it comes to that kind of shit, because I try to ignore it.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Now it's gonna come after me.
Just what?
It's gonna come after me. That might be listening. So you might be
feeling
a bit
of a
pain.
That's
fine.
Oh, usually too. She wants to communicate about that.
Well.
That's the.
May I propose something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a recording of audio, but while you sleep, I recommend you record the magnetic field around the area.
Alright.
The app that I have uses
yeah.
the
and I have
oh electromagnetic, not electromagnetic, but the magnetic field around the area.
And I can start doing the recording thing while you sleep then, because it only records the clips while you sleep, because I've caught a lot of stuff on that, but
oh,
I stopped
yeah,
doing
I
it because I get scared and I don't do it for like months.
Yeah.
Every time it's on.
I keep forgetting, but I remember I have caught a couple times myself. Remember?
I'm gonna have to just deal with it and just start recording everything and just start getting as much out of it as possible.
I got a letter. I'm checking. You too. Like those in here?
Yeah. I never lived in those things.
They don't smell pretty.
I mean, it's just kind of like a little lavender or a bit or something there.
Yeah, it's not that they don't smell. Want to set all that off?
It might make it tight. It's going to get worse by the time. If it has to come to this, it's got to come to this.
Something tells me it might get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Usually does.
It usually does.
Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him. We humbly pray, do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the God, power of God, cast into hell Satan, all the evil spirits who prowl around the world, seeking to ruin the soul. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our defense against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him. We humbly pray and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl around the world, seeking the ruins of souls. Amen.
Now, if you have any more physical attachments, let us know. We'll definitely come back and do a, if you say you want to communicate with it, we'll figure out a way for you to communicate in a safe manner, because we don't want it attaching to you. Like, it's attached to you, but we don't want it possessing you.